I represent a fifth generation on our family farm in Nancy, Kentucky. My brother and I produce apples, peaches, and beef cattle. We also have a Farm Bureau roadside farm market where we sell produce from our farm, as well as cider, jelly, jams, all other baked products at the farm level. The Farm Bill is one of the most important pieces of legislation related to agriculture, and what's most important to our farm families is the ability to stay on the farms in Kentucky and across the country. But in doing so, we must face down challenges, such as financing for our young farmers and farm families who want to continue the legacy of rural America, regulations that threaten to make certain ag sectors extinct, and conservation issues such as adequate water resources for agricultural uses. I want to draw your attention to the two charts included in my testimony, as they do highlight the realities of the situation farmers and ranchers are facing in today's agriculture economy. The farm sector debt-to-income ratio is at a concerning level, and depending on what happens with the crops this year, could be even higher as we begin 2018. The second chart shows how quickly working capital has fallen over the last 5 years. But if low prices persist for many commodities, farmers will have gone through their working capital pretty soon. I draw your attention to these two charts because they provide a good visual of the need for a strong safety net in the upcoming Farm Bill. The American Farm Bureau Board of Directors met 2 weeks ago to discuss our recommendations for the Farm Bill. Our recommendations are not set in stone. Rather, they are designed to provide the necessary flexibility to ensure that Farm Bureau is prepared to work with you in achieving the best possible Farm Bill that meets our key farm policy objectives while assisting you in meeting the challenges this important legislature will endure. Farm Bureau recommends the following provisions in particular for your consideration. Our farmers strongly support continuation of the price loss coverage program and the agriculture risk coverage programs. They want a choice of which risk management program works best for their operation. They want both programs to work so that the decision is truly a choice. Our farmers support the opportunity for all farmers to re-elect and or re-enroll in Title I programs and believe that all Title I payments should be made on historic rather than planted acres. We have all heard about the discrepancy in ARC payments across county lines. We believe that this can be remedied by allowing farmers to select the higher of the 5-year Olympic average or a 10-year yield for the 10-year year average yield. In addition, the reference price used as the floor for the ARC County program should be increased 5% for corn, soybeans, wheat, sorghum, and other minor crops. We support a cotton lint program and or designated cotton seed as another oil seed to make cotton eligible for Title I commodity support payments. The dairy margin protection program must be improved, and we have a suggested package of reforms that continues the two-tiered approach to providing a safety net for dairy, and that increases the feed ration formula by 10%. The increase in costs to do with this are offset by adjusting the premium rates and by increasing the administrative fee for CAT coverage. We want to increase the $20 million annual cap on livestock insurance products to $75 million annually. This will allow dairy, beef, swine, and sheep producers to have more opportunity to insure their risk. The Conservation Reserve Program has been a huge topic within our membership. It is critical that USDA be required to update rental rate data for the Conservation Reserve Program every year rather than every other year. It's also important that the pollinator rental rate be capped at the lower of $300 per acre or 90% of the average county cash rent for the type of land that is entered into the pollinator program. We will likely have more recommendations on rental rates in a few weeks. Suffice it to say, we have had many members express concerns about CRP rental rates exceeding land rental rates and making it exceedingly difficult, especially for beginning farmers, to be able to rent land. We do not support increasing the cap on CRP above the current 24 million acre cap. We would also like to make parcels of land that have been enrolled in the general CRP for two contracts be ineligible for re-enrollment.